This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Many industries have struggled to hire during the pandemic. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that the Colorado Department of Human Services is among the hardest hit.
There are more than 1,000 open positions at the state's Department of Human Services in hospitals, group homes, youth corrections.
They are difficult to hire, but it has been made so much worse by the pandemic.
Perry May is a top deputy at the Colorado Department of Human Services. They're offering incentives between $2,000 and $7,000 for new hires.
Yeah, it is absolutely critical that we hire staff because we have an extremely important mission in serving our most vulnerable people of Colorado.
In some roles, like nursing, up to 40% of positions are unfilled. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The five-year contract for Colorado State University's new president is typical, but CPR's Jenny Brundine says it has some differences, too.
Amy Parsons' base pay is $600,000. That's $50,000 more than her predecessor, Joyce McConnell. It also includes a new restriction. Parsons will have to get the approval of the CSU system chancellor before appointing or removing vice presidents or deans. The university also paid McConnell $1.5 million in a separation agreement. That equaled her base pay, plus accrued vacation, sick leave, and retirement benefits. If Parsons were terminated without just cause, she would be given just base pay for the remainder of the contract. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado drug dealer was sentenced to life in prison last week. Bruce Holder was convicted of being the source of fentanyl that killed a man in 2017. Prosecutors said Holder was responsible for bringing tens of thousands of pills spiked with fentanyl into western Colorado. That part of the state has snow today and tomorrow. Around Grand Junction, it's highs in the 40s today. Mostly sunny along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.